The Colorado Reapportionment Commission will wrap up a series of public meetings this week on a pair of maps that will redraw or reapportion legislative boundaries here at the state level. All of this boils down to population, and Jody, if I understand correctly, each of the state's 65 districts in the end must roughly contain the same amount of people.
For the House, we're talking about 77,000 and some change, and for the state Senate, it's about 143,600. So those are the numbers, the targeted numbers that the commission has to try to get the districts complying to. But it's really a lot more than that because it's very political, and there are a lot of incumbents who want to make sure that their districts are free from maximum opposition from the opposing party. And incumbents, of course, don't like to be mixed in with districts with other incumbents. So there's a lot at stake here, and we're talking about 100 state legislators and their political careers. So it's very political, and it's not an easy process.
Well, the commission has been holding several meetings. Have there been any particular trouble spots during the course of this process, or has this been a pretty easy effort, if you can use the word easy when talking about political representation?
Well, it hasn't been easy because there's been pockets of discontent throughout the state. Boulder County seems to be one of those counties that no one else wants to be lumped in with. There was a proposal to put Douglas County in with Boulder County. There are some problems with Granby, whether that county is a western slope county or whether the ski town rich county is more relevant to the Front Range. And Larimer County, whether that goes into one district or another. It's been very divisive, to say the least.
So we have public hearings in Denver Wednesday night, and the final one concludes in Broomfield on Thursday. What happens after these public meetings?
October 7th is the first opportunity to submit the final maps to the Supreme Court, but they have until December 14th as the last day to submit the maps to the Supreme Court. And then by January 9th of next year, they must adopt new precincts and have the new maps because the precinct caucuses are scheduled for March 6th. Let me say one thing. The Republicans in Colorado are trying to even move up those precinct caucuses to February, so that could alter the calendar a bit.
Well, and the other R that is going on right now is redistricting for congressional seats, the seven that we have here in Colorado. It's also done in every 10 years to coincide with the census. Now, the precedent that we have seen with this is that the decision ultimately goes to the courts because lawmakers can't decide on a map, and that's exactly where we're going this time around as well.
Said it, and this is exactly what a lot of people thought was going to happen. Even though back in December, a group of bipartisan lawmakers really stressed the fact that this was the year that they were going to come together, come up with a consensus map, and that the legislature itself was going to decide the boundaries, as is they're supposed to do under law. The Republicans controlling the state House and the Democrats controlling the state Senate, it was not to be. In mid-October, the courts will decide, but they're going to be looking at a couple different maps. The Republicans and Democrats both had until last Monday to submit kind of alternative plans. And they did do that, and the maps are very different. Democrats are really stressing competitive districts, and the Republicans are really trying to keep the congressional districts more in line of what they have been for the last 10 years. So there's some philosophical things at stake here. It really kind of doesn't matter what the parties think because, as you said, the courts will be deciding this.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.